Good morning. Welcome to our podcast, Self-Care 101, with our host, Nora Ayers. Good Monday morning. This is your host, Nora Ayers, and today we're going to be talking about self-care. If you have joined this podcast, you are probably wondering, what is this podcast about? Or you may even know this podcast is about self-care for women, the professional women, the working woman, the stay-at-home mom, whoever you are. If you are a woman, this podcast is for you. Invite your friend, tell your sister that she needs to be listening to Self-Care 101 for women. Today we're going to be talking about self-care, the importance of self-care. And as we start off the beginning of the week, we are embarking upon a new month as well, because the end of this month is going to be later on this week. As the months change and the seasons change, we know that we also too must change. We must change the way that we take care of ourselves. I know most of the time you're going, and you are like me. You kind of get caught up in the hustle and bustle, and you kind of forget about yourself. And you may say, I don't have time for self-care. I don't have time to take care of myself. I want to remind you that you are important and you need to have a self-care routine. So today, I'm going to remind you on this great Monday morning that you plan out some time to take care of yourself. During the work day, you need to make sure that you take a break from your desk, not staying at your desk, because if you're at your desk, guess what? Somebody is going to come by and bother you. Maybe you don't want to say bother you, or they're going to ask you a question. So you need to make sure that you have dedicated time for your breaks and your lunches. That is one of our self-care tips of the day, is to make sure that during your lunchtime that you go to a place that you can have personal time. It's sunny and bright today, so you can go outside for lunch today. Find a place that you can go outside and have some quiet time for your personal self-care. Enjoy the beauty of this day by, one, you can simply be just quiet. You can read a book. You can listen to music. You can do whatever you want for your personal self-care time on today. The importance of it is just that you have some dedicated time, because if you start off the week not taking out the time that you need, by the end of the week you will be exhausted, and by the end of the week you should be prepared for a joyous weekend. No matter what's going on, think about, I am still here and I have the opportunity to enjoy all that God has given to you. So I'm going to encourage you to make sure that you map out some time so you're not exhausted at the end of the week. Yes, you're going to have a busy week, because this week, my week is going to be busy. I have classes that I'm going to be teaching. I think we have like 22 students this week. So I know it is going to be a long week. I also have class that I have to go to myself, because I am in the graduate studies program. I have to go to church this week. We have a homegoing celebration this week for a beloved church mother. And it's a lot going on, but I have to remember that I have to take time for myself. So I plan to do that. I'm going to encourage you to do the same. So whatever you're doing, make sure that you are developing some type of self-care routine. Put yourself on your calendar, and I promise you that you will feel better if you develop a self-care routine. If you are struggling with developing a self-care routine, maybe we can have a one-on-one consultation to just kind of help you to work on developing a self-care routine, because sometimes you just need to talk to somebody that will help you to focus on you and take time out for you and develop a plan. It is not easy, but it is achievable. And I just want you to remember that on this beautiful Monday, that you are important. the things that you have, your goals, your dreams, they are important. And you just have to take the time to be intentional and focus on your own personal well-being. And some people may say that self-care is selfish. That's the little cliche. But self-care is not selfish. Prioritizing yourself is going to help you to be the best version of yourself. And I pray that you have a great week, that you will take the time out that you need to focus on yourself and your personal well-being. Make sure that you head over to Self-Care 101 for Women on our Facebook group. It is free to join, and you will find self-care tips, self-care inspiration. And we also have a special guest that will be with us on next week. So make sure that you tune in. And if you're interested in being a guest on our self-care podcast, send us an email at support@creationsbynora.com. support@creationsbynora.com. And follow my journey at Living Well with Nora as I embark upon juicing and changing my eating habits. Talk with you soon. Have a great day, and make sure you share this podcast.